Blog Talk Radio.
On attending Passover, please visit us at www.straightwaynetwork.com for all up-to-date information about the feast. Also, let's all be mindful that viruses are on the rise around this time of the year. While we all trust in the Most High for our healing, He has also blessed us with the herbs of the field and righteous leadership that promotes taking them. Please go to www.householdherbs.com and stock up on antiviral tincture. We suggest taking maintenance doses starting 2 weeks prior to the feast, during the feast, and after the feast. Make sure to check over your vehicles before driving to the feast and drive safe. Drive slowly as you arrive at the feast on the land. Stay off the neighbor's property, driveways, and yards. Get ready to start your morning with prayer, praise, and worship. Pastor Corey's prayer starts at 6 a.m. in the tabernacle. Want to be a blessing this feast? Here's the updated Be a Blessing list. You can also find it in the description below. Also, join us in the tabernacle for Michael Israel's Health and Diet Class 101 on Tuesday, March the 26th at 1 p.m. See you there. Exciting news. Join Straightway Studio for a one-day only Judah's Closet pop-up in the coffee shop, March 27th from 10:30 to 3.
How are y'all doing?
Important announcement to all leaders and saints. When you arrive on the land, you will see a checkpoint banner.
And I'm here. Don't worry about it. I'm looking for the feast and stuff. Well, I'll break down all this.
If you don't have a wristband, you are subject to be stopped by security for identification.
Make it plain.
If there are any changes to your check-in and out date, please contact Brother Marcus immediately to update. Before leaving the land, make sure to stop by the checkpoint to check out, so that we can have an appropriate head count for the remainder of the feast. This information, as well as the itinerary for the feast, has been posted on www.straightwaynetwork.com. Bless you all, saints.
All right. It is Shabbat Shalom, isn't it? Did you get your boot off your foot? Does it hurt still? Slightly kind of weak still? You have to do stretches and stuff. We wake up in the morning and and try to rehabilitate yourself a little bit. You know, you got to go through pain. That's rehabilitation. You know, if you just stretch and chill the pain, you ain't rehabilitating yourself. You got to go past the pain a little bit. No, for real. I'm telling you what I know, man. And a lot of men today, man, I ain't going to say it's y'all. I'm going to go on, man. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Glory to the King. How y'all doing? But we got a lot of soft men in this generation, man. I'm going to tell you right now, probably 70% of the men in this ministry couldn't have made it in the 82nd. Y'all can, because y'all got the drive and self-determination. But a lot of them came, man. Men are soft today. Y'all understand that?
Yes, sir.
I'm not used to this. I really ain't, man.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the King. But hey, check this out, y'all. Glory to the King. Well, we are, 8 days from the feast now? 7 days, 8 days. Man, we hastening on to that new year. Well, we're already new year, but that repentance and going into a new season. Y'all get ready, because the Most High God, man, you know he has a thing that what he does. And that's why listen, y'all believes in pruning.
Yes.
And if you don't prune a tree real good, how can you bear forth much fruit? You can't even bring forth much fruit unless you prune that thing real good.
Yes,
you know, I remember one day I was out here pruning a tree, and somebody said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm pruning it." He said, "It's a stick." I said, "You'll see. You look like a bunch of sticks."
Yeah.
Boy, did that thing bring forth some fruit.
It is.
Woo. Remember, Yah's way is not our way.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, hey, we're happy to be in this season. We're definitely happy because, you know, you can tell everybody is glad to get up out of the dead season, and the weather's changing a little bit. And
yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
My little cottage up at the top of the hill is coming along fine.
Yeah.
That thing looks really nice, don't it?
Really good. Mm-hmm.
How y'all like that brickwork? Y'all see that brickwork up close?
Yeah, my first time today.
Huh?
Yeah, it looks real good.
Y'all see that brickwork? Nice roof, too, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I did ask somebody about the roof, but I never got an answer. Nevertheless, we just took care of it ourselves. We made sure it got taken care of, if you know what I mean. Nice roof, too. Yes, lifetime single, 50-year single plus.
Praise God.
Good. Isn't that good?
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to be here at 107, at least I hope not. And if I was, I know damn good and well I ain't going to be able to get up on those 10, 12, 12, 12 pitch, man, and change those shingles. Huh? And by that time, you be 70-something, you damn sure ain't getting up there, man. See, y'all think, man, y'all understand, man, life is fast, man. This stuff goes by quick.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I liked the interview last night with Zion Lex, man. Is that all right?
Yeah,
that's
good.
That man has mad respect, man.
Yeah,
much respect.
Honor. Yeah,
it's a great honor, man. Y'all can learn a lot from him.
Yes, sir.
Young and old.
Yes, sir.
Y'all can learn a lot from him. Shabbat Shalom, Elder Kabir. Y'all can learn a lot from him, man. That man, boy, I'm telling you, every time I have a conversation with him, I'm blown away. Man, the wordsmith has, I wonder how people talk like that, Manny.
Yeah.
I always marvel at people talk with the, you know, nice, smooth voices. Now, I have a nice vocabulary, but I'm rough, man.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
I can clean it up a little bit, but, man, these guys can talk like that without any effort. With clarity, too. But, man, he threw himself on the sword. Yeah, leader, I'm a leader, leader. What though? What good is he to be leading if we ain't doing? Watch along, Pastor, Pastor Mir, and Indy. Straightway, goes to bless y'all. Bless y'all. Bless the elder, Elder Mitchell. So don't y'all be alarmed. Everything that's going on, the reason why we've had to make changes, I've made changes with Pastor Rufus and them, it's all going to come out. We're going to make sure that everybody gets it. Everybody hears it. And the sad part about it is you're going to mostly hear him doing all the talking. Because we're going to play all this stuff that's behind the scenes that people would never hear. So y'all get good clarity on there, all right? So y'all know that your leadership is doing right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But it's just part of it, brothers and sisters. You have to make sure you keep yourself in the love of y'all.
Yes, sir.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
You know, it's amazing, man. I'm, you know what I mean? Can't nobody tell me nothing about Pastor Dow. That stopped quick. That's over with, isn't it?
Heard that boast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh-wee, man. Y'all better be careful what you say, man.
Yeah. It is very, very true.
You're going to be tested on it. Hallelujah. That's not to say don't say the truth.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I mean, how much meat you think you got off that fish, man? You see that big old fish? I put your picture up there, man. Big old fish, man. Was that a 50-pounder?
No, it was 37.
That one was 37 pounds?
It was just long.
That thing looked like it was 47, 50 pounds.
Yeah, it was the longest one I caught.
Well, you dress it out of? You get about 25-pound fish off of meat?
It was a lot. I didn't weigh it, but yeah, it was a lot.
You got a lot? You didn't leave too much meat on the balls there. Fry the skin and all, huh? And most people are not willing to make the sacrifice that Brother Brent and Brother McNabb and the brothers do. They go on out here, they work all day, then they go out here at night and fish to what, 2-3 in the morning? 2-3 in the morning. They do this at night. Most of y'all are chicken shit. You wouldn't even be out on a damn lake at night trying to catch some fish. Much less be outside in the damn dark. Can you imagine you being out on the damn water, man? You think the Loch Ness Monster is going to get your ass out of shit, man. Some of you people, man, I'm telling you, man, that's why I can say in that aspect, man, I'm glad I went into the military. I grew up in the country. Anyway, we ran through the woods and every damn thing. You know what I mean? We were always around water trying to catch stuff and carry on. No country boys. You understand what I mean? But most people, man, they scared of their shallow. Some people got the gift of gab. When y'all hear me talk, it's always backed up. You can always have a source to go back it up or something to go look to. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all make sure y'all be men like that as well.
Yes.
Camp, we got Camp Goshen. 002. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, my son's making sure. Y'all making sure y'all ain't embarrassing me too, huh? So both y'all got your own little private competition. How both of y'all end up with 144 push-ups apiece?
I really try to get
them. You try to beat them. They just couldn't do it, huh? Y'all beat my record. Now, is y'all doing with the chest in the ground?
Yeah.
That's good?
Yeah.
That's still good. I used to have a bell. Come out there, Ben. What is he doing? You'll see. They say, watch Arden. They say, watch Arden now. Bing, 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 bing. I know people find it hard to believe. I can knock out 100 push-ups within 60 seconds. Damn machine, man. For real. I told y'all I can remember my times, especially when I was like 21. Years old. What I was doing, because the max at the time was like 70 push-ups. But if, why do more? I mean, I would do 100 and get up. And then I think it was 70 push-ups, 70, 80 push-ups, 70, 80 sit-ups, something like that. And all the way up until I was in the military, I always told them to grade me on the young scale. We used to have these little badge, fitness excellence. You know, one of those little things you put on there so everybody show you that you're excellent in fitness. You know what I mean? Anyway, I guess it's something good. You know what I mean? But I would run, let me see, I would do 100 push-ups, get up. I would do 80 sit-ups to get up. Could have went to 100, but I'd just do 80 sit-ups to get up. My fastest two-mile run time is 11:32. Man, that ain't moving. You should have seen them little bitty guys y'all size. Them boogers was running 9:52s, 9:54s. I'm that man, they were moving out and drawing fire. I'm telling you, man, they were moving out and drawing fire.
Wow.
I'm telling you, man, we was a different breed back then. The horses, man. And my fastest 12-mile road march, we used to have, I think it was 35, 40 pounds in it. I remember one time, I put like a 45-pound plate in there and a 10-pound plate in my bag because they would check at the end, and if you didn't have the right weight, you would have to do it again because you only do it every quarter, which maybe 4 months. You know what I mean? So if you didn't have the right weight, then you'd have to do it again in between there. Wow. And that stuff hurts, man. So I'd have 55 pounds, and they couldn't wait. They thought I didn't have shit in there, man. Because I put weights in there. Wrapped in towels, put some weights in there. And then I can remember, you had 3 hours to do 12 miles. And I think the fastest time, if I can remember, I did 3 hours. What'd you do, Ranger? What'd you do? I did 3 hours, and I think 2 hours and 32 minutes. No, I did 12 miles with a 55-pound rucksack and 2 hours and 32 minutes. My mind keeps telling me 226. I gotta ask Mother Carol something because she always knows. She kept up with that stuff.
Yeah, she was good.
So, and I pretty much ran the whole damn way.
Right.
In a little truck.
That's what I mean, man.
Yeah, 100 push-ups. What's so big about that, man? I'm 57 years old and do 60 right now. I can't beat them no more. I remember they beat my record. What I say my push-up record was 142 or something like that. 136. Yeah, okay, 136. Hey, yeah, that's the most I ever did. Me and this captain was going at it. I wasn't quitting. He wasn't quitting, man. We wasn't giving up. We about died. He still beat me, though. I don't know how he shitted out that last push-up, but he did. Everybody was around hollering and screaming. Rah, got up, man. I couldn't feel my arms, my shoulders and stuff. I was just like, man, just... Yeah. Everybody said, well, why are y'all always talking about this physical fitness, though? I'm going to tell y'all something, all right? I'm going to tell y'all something I learned in the military. Your fitness determines the level in which your mind can function. Why you think everything they do in the military? See, when Frogman and Ranger's teaching y'all, y'all just get straight to the training and stuff like that. You didn't go through the BS.
Yeah.
The military is all about working on that mind, making sure that mind is strong enough and keen enough. You understand what I mean? You ain't got to worry about it. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And so whenever you are, the ideal is to be able to get up to the threshold of your mind just when you think you're going to quit, because your mind is going to tell you you want to quit. And just when you think you're going to quit, just say, I'll quit tomorrow.
That's it.
Hmm? Yes, sir. The only toughest day was yesterday.
That's it.
You got to get a mindset, man, and I'm telling you, if you don't, let me see, 5 miles, 36 minutes, 2 miles, 12 flat, that's rolling, man. 98 sit-ups, 93 push-ups. Damn, Ranger was a machine, too. 22 pull-ups. I got you. 50 swim, full equipment. You beat me. What was your 12-mile, Ranger? Damn, Ranger, you was a damn machine, too. That man's a machine. Huh? That's machine numbers right there.
Yeah.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
I know what you mean, all in the same day. Well, that's rolling. I remember out here, what I do on that one video, was it 17 or 18 pull-ups, and I was 247 pounds. You remember that ball was bending like it looked like it was going to break? .245, that's still rolling, man. He got some damn numbers, man. Let's give it up for Ranger, all right? Let's give it up for Ranger, man. Damn real man's man, man, for real. Now, let me see. Boy, he definitely got me. He got me on this swim for real. I probably would still be swimming. But them numbers, he done aced everything.
Yeah.
He literally aced every damn thing. And but it's the mind, man. Elder Rob said, film. Well, we couldn't film back then. You know, we do have it written down in our records. We do have it. I got it written in my promotion records. Got to record it. Got a letter in the mail. Go to war, go to jail. And it won't be long. Y'all want to hear the rest of it?
Yeah.
How's my girlfriend? How's your wife?
How's your girlfriend?
No, I'm going to leave something wrong. just foul, man.
Yeah.
You know, Ace, man, I like to hear what Frogman numbers was, man. You know he got some damn numbers out there. You can take Frogman 5 miles out and throw him out in the ocean, man. He'll make it back.
Right.
We all of us, we're going to cramp up and die. Right. Mm-hmm. Some of us will die soon be in the water and do that cold. Shit, old whip. Got some damn machines, though, man. And these are not exaggerated numbers. One thing, y'all can believe that I used to do all this stuff just by looking at my age and looking at what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Glory to the game, but the whole idea is to inspire the younger generation. Let me tell y'all what y'all do. Don't y'all ever succumb to the weakness and mundane attitudes of this sorry generation.
Yes.
Y'all always strive for excellence and always strive to improve yourself and always strive to learn something new.
Yes.
A man, the only way he's going to feel alive, he has to constantly reinvent himself.
Yes, sir.
He has to have purpose.
Yes,
are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You've got to have purpose, man. Because you look at some of the people that's my age and shit, you got to ask yourself, do you want to be like that? Do you want to look like that? Do you want to act like that? You want to think like that? Nah. You got. What did the father say? I put two ways before you: life and death. And then I'm gonna tell you which one to choose.
Yeah.
Choose life.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the King. Old man Price said, "You took me back, Pastor Hayes." Glory to the King. So now let me see. I wonder what the PT test would be for somebody that's 57 years old. My PT test max would probably be 25 push-ups. No, for real, 25 push-ups, maybe 25, 30 set-ups, and maybe about a 20-minute, 2-mile run.
Yeah. 57?
That's what that probably be the standards were, right. You know what I mean? Hallelujah. All right, but hey, y'all stay hard, man.
Yes, sir.
Stay hard, man. I'm telling you, man, it develops the mind. It keeps the mind keen. Believe me.
Yes, sir.
It develops the mind and it keeps it keen. Dre said, I was in the Goon Squad ship. Wasn't a racehorse. I was a pack. Oh, shit. What he said, he can walk the earth. Doggone it. Boy, I tell you. But, hey, to be a frogman, man, you got to be something, man. You got to be something. Do y'all know there's an organization out there called by the name Delta? Y'all heard of Delta?
Yes, sir.
It's secret. Navy SEALs used to be secret and clandestine until YouTube came on. Now they all making money, you know, from based on their profession. They said, hell, this shit, I ain't about to forget that stuff. I'm making some money off of what we learned. I'm going to teach you. But Delta picks from the best from all branches. I don't care what branch you're from, right? But I'm going to give y'all some crazy numbers. I think they only have Delta for a school twice a year. And I think they take, matter of fact, I know they take 100 students in two classes for each class, one at the middle year, somewhere along in there, but 100 students, right? And they draw from the SEALs, Force Recon, Marine Raiders, right, Bobby? They draw from Special Forces, Rangers, the 82nd, just anybody, you know, they consider to be the best of best. And out of those 100, from those guys, the graduating class, or the people that finished the course, maybe 6.
Wow.
6.
Wow.
And then, out of the 6, when they get finished, if they do an interview at the end, they make like 3.
Wow.
And them guys from some precision shooters, too. You see what I mean? They take it from the best of best, and that's how difficult that course, that's how difficult that is. And the standard never drops. That's just like, see, when you get into special skills or something like that, or you're doing something in the military, and you think once you done passed the school, everything is good, and all the standard only goes up. It never drops. You don't finish school and it gets easier. Your unit keeps the standard and raises the bar.
That's good.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
That's some stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
That is some stuff. Looking forward to seeing you, and you, each and every single one of y'all here for Passover. Y'all make sure y'all be safe. Getting here, I listened to a little bit of interview last night with Zion Lex. Man, I am really impressed with Zion Lex, though, man. The man is just real. You can respect that. When I knew Zion Lex up in, when I met him up there at the Hebrews and Negroes Conference, y'all seen that picture with, what was that guy, Divine Prospect, me, Zion Lex, and Yaakov, all right, from Chosen Seed. So we took a little picture there and had a little talk with him and stuff like that, but he had a debate. Zion Lex had a debate with, if my memory serves me correct, or if I heard right, he had a debate with Divine Prospect about the Messiah, because he was an Old Testament Hebrew. And this type of character this man has, he realized that the Divine Prospect had him, and he converted, started believing in Messiah.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
So you hear that man talk the way he talked last night. He ain't playing no games. He ain't blowing no smoke up nobody hindquarters. If he hears truth, he hears it. You can Bible it. He can believe. He gonna change. He will change. And the man speaks fluent Hebrew. He has Hebrew classes. A historian too. He just got finished whooping the living daylights out of Vocal Malone in the debate. Not Vocal Malone, they should have just threw the towel in, man. And what did one guy go? Somebody should call the police. They Yeah, I mean, that's the police. The bloodletting and stuff, man, need to bring somebody out on the gurney. He let Vocab Malone have it. Now, don't get me wrong, Vocab Malone got a good couple of good punches in now. He did. But man, anyway, glory to the King.
Glory.
So, we are in the end time, and whatever we read in the book, it is taking place. All right? Hey, y'all the moderators that in there, whoever's the moderator in this channel, give Pastor Muir a wrench. Give him a wrench. But, let's go to Acts chapter 20, starting in verse 26. And I want y'all to listen. We're going to be dealing with this stuff, okay? I'm ministering and preaching and teaching to the Israelites. Because you got to remember, the Most High Yah sent y'all to hear my voice. And he knew when he sent y'all to me, he sent y'all to a man.
Yes, sir.
Are you following?
Yes, sir.
None of the Israelites were weak and punks. The prophets, the priests, none of them. They in our culture. Y'all get it?
Yes, sir.
You all got to expect more out of yourself. And all you got to do is just expect a little bit each day. Set small goals so when you do accomplish them, you'll have successes and it will motivate you to have another goal. And write it down.
Yeah.
Don't try to bite off a big old chunk and a big old piece at wrong one time because you're going to lose heart.
Yeah, man.
If you can only do 10 push-ups, say, damn it, by the end of the month, I'll do 12 or 15.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once you get there, then increase it a little bit more the next month.
Yeah. Come on, right.
And then next thing you know, half a year done passed, man, you up to 45 and 50. You're like, wow!
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
That's good.
And you'll usually find, and you need to get somebody that can be a motivator you can be accountable to.
Yeah.
Now, me, I'm self-disciplined. I don't need nobody to pump and prime me. I'm gonna do what I need to do.
Yes, sir.
Well, some people we need motivators.
Yes, sir.
In order to help us edge us along.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that either.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
A lot of people say they're visual learners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you show me, I can get it. Some people you can tell them they get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But we're all different in different aspects. If you understand what I mean.
Yes, sir.
But I think Design Lex really gets the message. And he's going to come through.
I believe so.
He's going to get his eyes full. There's one thing here to talk about. Wait till he get here with boots on the ground.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Wait till he get here. He said, I'm doing it with my 9-year-old son. Yeah. Now, I believe you, man. Glory to the King. I told his child the other day, I said, we're going up to the house to work. Okay, told mom, we're going to work. I put a push broom in his hand. We swept for about an hour and a half. Got to start somewhere.
Yes, sir.
He's 3 years old.
Yep.
To him right now, it's all fun. Mm-hmm. I said, let's see. Let's put 10 more years on this and see what it's going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
See, in 10 more years, we're going to move from the rod to the foot up in the rear end.
That's right.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to be raised like in real like this.
Yes, sir.
Dyersburg, Tennessee, probably about 3.5 hours. That ain't nothing. We got people drive that all the time. At least come to the fellowship once a month.
Right.
I remember Dyersburg because I was in school. We used to go up there and play them in ball. All right. Well, glory to the King. We'll get going. What I call Acts chapter 20, verse 26, right? Let's listen to the words of Paul, right? Let's listen to the words of Paul. You know, I've been accused of being the king of straightway, sarcastically. You don't hear this, right? I only know one king is Jesus. Hallelujah. But we're going to get it on. Let's go Acts 20, verse 26. Come on with it.
Wherefore, I think you to record this day.
All right. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
that I am pure from the blood of all men. Y'all hear that? I'm pure, I'm clean from the blood of all men. Come on with it. For I am not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of Yah. In other words, as he delivered it to me, I gave you everything, every single thing that he told me to deliver. Y'all got that right? Read on. Take heed, therefore, unto yourself. Well, to everybody else or to yourself?
To yourself.
Because remember, the edict is and the mandate is to save yourself from this untoward generation. All right? So you take heed unto your what?
Well, and to all.
So now you can tell he's speaking to the authority figures, right? Take heed to yourself and to what?
And to all the flock over which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers.
Y'all hear that?
Yes.
Read on.
To feed the assembly of Yah.
Not feed yourself and get fat upon the people, but feed the assembly of Yah. Come on.
Which he has purchased with his own blood.
Now, y'all understand that, right? Divert Tennessee, close to Pastor Corbett. Wait a minute. Wait. No, we think about two different things. I'm not going to get distracted on that. Anyway. Come on.
Well, I know this. After my departing.
I know that after my departing, look, this is what Paul said when he's talking to the leaders, right? He said, I'm giving y'all a warning. I know this is what's going to take place after my departing. What's going to take place?
Shall grievous wolves enter in among you?
There's going to be some grievous wolves. They're going to come in and enter among you. Notice, once Paul is gone, what are they going to do?
Not sparing the flock.
Y'all understand that? If you put a wolf in a sheep pen, what do you think he's going to do? He's going to go crazy. He's going to go nuts.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Not sparing the flock. Come on.
Also, of your own selves shall men arise.
Now watch this. It's one thing to be having a wolf in the sight and to worry about him. But he threw not only the wolf that from outside come in, but also of your own selves. What men are going to do?
Shall men arise.
They're going to do what? They're going to arise, and they're going to do what?
Speaking perverse things.
And the perverse thing that they speak is for this purpose and reason, to draw away disciples after themselves. Now, mind you, watch. The assembly is already established. They can't go out and get any people of their own. They got to speak perverse things amongst the established assembly that is already there,
wow,
spending their ears in order to draw away disciples after them because they've been called to this particular calling right here, to have the anointing to where they can actually make a ministry within their own selves. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Read on.
Therefore, watch and remember that by the speak of 3 years, that's...
Now, you think about this. Maybe we done committed a great infraction right here. Because Paul said he warned the assembly continually about stuff like this for how long?
About the space of 3 years.
Read on.
I seek not to warn everyone day and night with tears.
He was so mindful of y'all, it caused tears to come through his eyes about how the wolf is and how men of your own self will arise. That's why I keep saying maybe we done committed a great infraction by not keeping us on the cutting edge of us, just assuming that everybody is the same. Paul said he did this for the space of 3 years when he was with this assembly, and he warned them day and night with tears. Can you imagine every time he preached, this was involved in the sermon? It would be mixed in somewhere in the word. Day and night, whenever he ministered to people, whenever he talked to people, he continued to keep warning of this type of person or people. Read on.
And now, brethren, I commend you to Yah.
That's all you can do after you've done all you can do. Commend you to Yah. Come on.
And to the word of his grace.
Read on.
Which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified.
All right. Now, we were talking to Pastor Corey today, man. He came across, he's got some words from the Dead Sea Scrolls. You know, the Dead Sea Scrolls are scrolls that were found in the Qumran caves. What was that, in the 30s or the 40s?
Around
in Clay Jaws with the Bedouins, right?
Somewhere around there. It was a continuous.
And man, for them things to be able to be put in them clay pots like that, to be able to last that long, that is something. That is something. We're talking about ancient words. And so they was able to translate these things. And so I want y'all to see how the assembly functioned back then. And just read the highlighted parts right here, Teach. Read the highlighted parts right there. You need some eyes. You good? So, y'all think about this for a second. You're getting ready to hear the history of the way that our people behaved and their mindset and what they thought centuries ago. Let's see if it's any different today. Come on with it. Go ahead and read the highlight part, Teach. Read on.
They shall rebuke one another in truth, humility, and charity.
Wait a minute. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Brother, sisters, they shall rebuke one another in what?
Truth, humility, and charity.
You got to have a spirit to be able to receive that, too. But you need, but you do have to have the chutzpah as a man to be able to go to people.
Yes, sir.
When you go to someone, you may have to go once, twice, three. I mean, if your brother trespassed against thee, how often should you go to him? Seven times? Yahshua said, no, 70 times seven. You don't exhaust it all in just one time. 70 times seven if he offends you.
Yes,
sir. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you do what? But we faint in the smallest adversity, we faint. We expect everybody to do the book, but we don't do the book ourselves. That's hypocrisy. If your brother offends you to show how much you really, truly love your brother, go to him.
That's good, Pastor. That's good.
How often do you go to him? Seven times? Yahshua said, no. You know, 70 times 7 is 490 times. What he's trying to do is he's trying to tell you this is how much you do everything you can to make sure you win your brother.
Yeah, sure.
You don't sit over there on a fence street. If he's your brother, you don't be weary and well-doing. You understand me? Come on, man. This is yielding eternal dividends there. This ain't about your ego. Are you following me? You got to exhaust this thing. If you really truly have a love of the brothers, man, a brother trespasses against once or twice, you want to throw the towel in, man. It's a good thing the Father don't do that with us. How many times have we trespassed against him and he's still on 70 times?
Come on, Seth.
I mean, even the Proverbs said a righteous man will fall seven times, but the Father will what? Lift him up, bring him up every single time.
Come on.
We, and they at least made it to seven. We ain't made it to two.
Three.
Or three. But we balling up that, throwing in the towel.
That's good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen to what else they say. Watch this.
Let no man address the companion with anger.
Uh-oh.
Or else him.
Oh, man, hold on. Let no man address a companion with anger. Y'all think we can learn something from that?
Yes.
Don't you? Do y'all? I'm going to ask y'all a question. Do y'all think we can learn something from that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could go to our companion without anger?
Yes, sir.
See, back then the standard was you don't let nobody address their companion with anger. Why? Because anger rests in the bosom of fools. It's amazing how when real life happens, all we have is our opinion because we don't have a word in us to guide us and lead us. How many times y'all hear me quote, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, where I feel, and I think. Nobody gives a shit how you feel and think.
Come on,
man, don't live by feelings, they live by words.
That
makes sense?
Yes, sir.
What kind of people we could be if we could have that kind of standard amongst us? Get yourself together and don't go to your brother or sister in anger. Read on.
Or ill temper.
Or what?
Or obduracy.
Or ill temper. Or what?
Or obduracy.
What the hell is that?
That's what it's written
there. How you spell it, man?
O-B-D-U-R-A-C-Y.
Hold on. Let me look it up. Let me look it up, man.
O-B-D-U-R-A-C-Y.
Oh, it's a word, too. Obduracy. Definition. Resolution is by virtue of being unyielding and inflexible. Wow. Unyieldingness, the type of firmness of purpose, resolution, resolve.
Jeez.
Wait. Now read that part again.
Let no man address his companion with anger.
Come on.
Or ill temper.
Come on.
Or obduracy.
No firmness. No stringiness, no rigidness. See what I mean?
Yes,
see what I mean? This was a standard way back then. You can still read all this in Scripture.
Yes, you can.
They were telling you how to deal with your fellow brothers. Because we're dealing with souls here, brothers and sisters.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Or with envy.
Or with
envy.
Boy, that rottenness to the bone, huh? Or with envy. You know what envy is, right? Longing for what others have. Mm-hmm. You all jacked up because they got something greater than you. Mm-hmm. Or what you desire to have. Because
right.
Remember, jealousy is a rage of a man.
Yes.
He won't spare. Envy is a rottenness to the bones.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
All with envy prompted by the spirit of wickedness.
Woo! By the spirit of what?
Wickedness.
These people going in. Mind you, they were talking like that over 2,000 years ago. We're taught this by the word today, but very few people. Man, I'm telling you, we have got to stop coming to Sabbaths, soaking and immersing ourselves in the word for the time being.
Come on, Pastor, come on.
And the words escape our lifestyle
Jesus.
As we try to live this thing out. I told you what the problem is. We sit there for the moment and listen to the word. We hear the word. We get excited.
Yep.
But we don't do a damn thing about it to study throughout the week to make sure that word is hidden in our heart.
Yep.
You got guidance when you hear the word. But it's up to you to burn the midnight oil to make sure you have understanding of that word so that it can become a lifestyle to you. Y'all know I'm telling the truth, man. Come on, I know it's real. I know it's real. We lazy. I know it's real, man.
Wow.
Tell me I'm lying. And so this is why people get all butt hurt because I talk like this. No, I talk like men. I talk as a man.
That's right.
You might care about your feminine feelings. A man, you better get rid of these damn feelings anyway.
Yes, sir.
You better get straight up word.
Yes, sir.
Did I just say something wrong?
No, sir.
You know, we sit there Sabbath after that. Y'all know y'all be cooking up a good word for us.
Yes, sir.
We get a smorgasbord of words.
Yes, sir.
We get so much of smoking more than word, man. We should be a living testimony every day.
Yes.
Woo! Woo-hoo.
Come on, Chef.
All we hear is a bunch of bickering, backbiting, arguing, and deception and deceit and treachery and lies. And what happened to the word? What happened to the word? I like this stuff. Pastor Corey is the one who came. I told Pastor, man, when he was reading this and I heard it today, I said, please send me them notes. Pastor Corey done burned the oil on this one right here. I said, shoot. He said, this is what I be reading. I said, well, I'm so glad you reading it too. Now send it all over here. Let me get a little bit on my plate. Go on and scrape off some over here on my plate. I'll take the leftovers.
That's it.
You fool, scraping on all over here.
Right.
I'll finish it off. Come on.
These are the ways in which all of them shall walk, each man with his companion, wherever they dwell. The man of lesser rank shall obey the greater in matters.
Stop. The man of the lesser rank shall
obey.
The man of the lesser rank.
Yeah.
That sounds like military right here.
Yeah.
You may be a priest, but you ain't the high priest.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. See, we got no structure.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You may be a priest, and in the priesthood, but you ain't the high priest. Just because you're a priest, don't make yourself the high priest. The high priest outranks you.
Yes, sir.
You can tell a lot of people ain't never been in no disciplines. No, for real. A lot of people literally never been in any discipline. And I'm not saying you have to be in a discipline to get it. I'm just saying today we got a lot of soft men. They do more crying than trying.
Ooh-wee.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
That's how I can talk like this. Let the man of lesser rank do what?
Shall obey the greater.
He shall obey the greater. Okay, in his ministry, we have pastors. We got three pastors in his ministry. Myself, Pastor Corey, and Pastor Mir. I'm the one of the greater rank. The other two are pastors, but they are of a lesser rank to me. But they are a greater rank to you.
True.
Pastor Corey is a greater rank than Pastor Muir because he came in years and has tenure in this before him. That doesn't diminish Pastor Muir from being a pastor. He's still a pastor.
Yes, he is.
Am I making any sense?
Yeah,
in the military, we used to call it time and grade.
Yeah.
Oh, we can all be E7s and stuff. We make that promotion and stuff, but if you ain't got the time and grade and stuff, guess what? The one that has time and grade outranks you. That's what it's talking about right here.
Yes, sir.
You can have a one-star, you can have five guys as one-star general at the end of the day who have the time and grade. Are y'all learning anything?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, but we won't be teaching y'all this stuff. And this is a season got to teach it, too.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Muir automatically has to capitulate and acquiesce to Pastor Corey and me. That doesn't diminish him as a shepherd. Pastor Corey has to capitulate and acquiesce to me. The whole entire assembly better capitulate and actually acquiesce to Pastor Muir and Pastor Corey. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
How in the hell can we even run the kingdom of Yah if we don't get with instruction? Why do you think that the apostles, quoting Yahshua, he put apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, what they come to call a fivefold ministry? Does that make sense? There's a structure and an order to things.
Yes, sir.
And we are Americans, and you can tell we got the residue on our ass, too.
Yes, sir.
Rebellious, uncouth. It's sad. It's just sad. It's really sad. No discipline, no honor, no integrity, no character. Y'all learning something?
Yes, sir.
Read on, teach.
The man of lesser rank shall obey the greater in matters of work and money.
Work and what?
Money.
Who in here going to tell me how to, first of all, in work and money, I think I got that covered. It comes in matters of work and money, y'all obey me. Pretty dang good at it. How about pretty good at putting homesteads and communities together out there? You know, I think I'm pretty damn good. You know what I mean? And I say all praise to the Most High Yah. Because I can't do nothing without him.
That's right.
Without him, I can do nothing.
Yes,
sir. He's the one that gives us the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding. He's the one that sets us up and puts us down.
Yes, right, sir.
Yes, he does.
Yes, sir.
I don't have no problem with what y'all doing. Zero's his knowledge, but don't sit up and fuck up against the authority. And fuck up against the head because you think yourself to be something when you're nothing.
Yes.
Don't sit up there and just throw out all protocol.
Come on,
uh-oh. See, again, we need talks like this. And it's the best season, the best time to do it right now. While things is hot on the press. This is good. Read on.
They shall eat in common and bless in common. And deliberate in common.
Y'all hearing this, right?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Each man shall sit in his place. The priest shall sit first, and the elders second, and all the rest of the people according to their rank.
Do y'all know that the word priest means the one who ministers before the saints? Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Y'all get that? So the priest first and the elders, and it's going back to Moses. This is Qumran. This is the Dead Sea Scrolls now. This is going way back. This is Torah talking right here. Priest first and the elders, and then what?
And the rest of the people according to their rank.
According to their rank. Chapters of 20s, chapters of 50s, chapters of 100s.
That's good.
Come on.
Man.
There's leadership all the way up and down the ranks. If we apply it today, Moses is the general.
Yeah.
If we apply it today, in Straightway Truth Ministry, Pastor Dolly is the general.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
This is crazy. Do y'all know that in the military pay grade and scale, you know, they have five stars. There are very few five-star generals. They mostly go up to four stars, right? You can be a one-star brigadier general, a major general, a lieutenant general. Are you following? But watch it. You can be all these generals, yet they all still get the same pay. As far as base pay goes, they all get the same pay. The only thing that's different is time and grade. When time and grade comes in, whatever time you have more years and stuff, you get more pay based on your service. Mm-hmm. That's natural. Mm-hmm. What we got today is people want to get paid while they do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They so little, bring in little, and expect a lot. They ain't never been enlisted. I ain't never been a lieutenant to be able to run a platoon. To lead a platoon. Never been a captain of a company. Uh-oh, a commander.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Y'all, you follow me?
Yes, sir.
So we have got to be, listen, I want to make sure that all the pastors in this ministry, we have structured teaching for this. Because we need discipline.
Yes, sir.
We need to understand this. Because the day is going to come. Y'all understand. I'm getting old. You can't see all this gray hair on my face. They're going to come and get old. There's going to be a day that I still keep my title as pastor. All the way up to the day, I'm dead and gone. You understand what I mean? But I can't live forever. Y'all got it. Somebody got to turn around and replace all the structure that we have right now. Somebody's going to do that, and we need to know how to behave ourselves in the household of faith. Y'all understand this, right?
Yes, sir.
And who gives a crap if you think, listen, don't get a wild hair up your rear because you think it should be you. Y'all are going to allow to pick and choose who it should be. But that doesn't mean that there's never going to be a pruning. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
That doesn't mean there's never going to be a pruning. We have too many analogies for it. Elder Franklin said, Chief Steward over Straightway Ministries. True. Y'all hear this?
Mm-hmm.
Because in the midst of all this structure, we should all be helpers one to another.
Yes,
in the fear of Yah. Because think about it. You praying for me that I succeed, then guess who succeeds? You succeed. If your wife is with you, then the book says that she, then that man is not like other men. Uh-oh. Not to say something wrong.
No.
This wife is good, obedient, submissive, agreeable, safe, keep her at home, obedient to her own husband, got in the house rearing the children.
Yes.
If that man has a woman like that, then that man is not like other men.
Yeah,
true.
Come on, Seth.
Come on, and who wouldn't want a good wife? That's praises for her and him. No wonder the book says, and when he sat with the elders of the land, he is known in the gates. He's known in the gates when he sits with the elders on the land.
Yep.
People, they don't honor me because I have a title or Pastor Dow. They honor me because of the work that's been put in.
Yes, sir.
They ought to teach for the work that's been put in.
Yes.
We ain't said they don't out there do nothing. It's just a mass title. They get fat like a damn walrus and every damn thing else, only to sit up there and expect everybody. Bow down to me, you shit!
No, sir. Never.
And buy their fruits. Tell them, now I'm going to tell you right now, ain't nobody in this ministry got a greater fruit than I do. And I say all praise to the Most High, y'all. Hold on, that don't mean you don't have fruit. That means I've just been at it longer.
That's it.
That's all it means! You see what I mean?
And more tears.
Because I'm going to show. Go ahead, teach what you say.
And more tears cry.
And more tears. Well, not only that, more tears cry, but not only that, guess what? At the end of the day, guess what's going to happen? We're all going to get paid the same penny.
Wow. Look.
Now go run tell that.
Come on,
now go run and tell that.
Wow.
That you are envying everybody else's position and place. See, I pull away on notice. Listen, man, I can sit here and make merry and live more word than somebody sober.
Come on, Todd.
Yeah. And when I make merry, it causes me to rejoice.
Because
wine make the heart of a man glad. Don't get me started. Let me stay on point because I'm getting ready to detour. See that word?
Yes, sir.
It's in there. Y'all hear this, though?
Yes, sir.
At the end of the day, we all gonna still get the same penny.
Yes,
sir. It's just that I got more responsibility on me. I'm going to be judged because of that. So much is given.
Much
is what?
Required.
Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father. From the Father's light in whom there is no variance. You understand me?
Yes,
much is given, much. Are you sure? Are you sure you really want much? You sure you really want this accountability? Fail ya. Because as soon as you turn around and accept the position in ya, the calling of it, you just vow to vow. You better make sure you don't defer to pay it. Because God ain't going to forgive you, damn it. See, people be walking around aimlessly, man.
Yes, sir. Come on, Pastor.
Them heads stuck up in the clouds don't understand the impact of what's really going on. And because I get passing this up, look at him, look at y'all, look at me. Deacon Samuel said, bring it out. Did y'all see Deacon Samuel? Somebody, call for going to Deacon Samuel. I picked up that phone and called Pastor Samuel. I said, tell Deacon Samuel, I'm going to jump through his phone and slap shit out of him, man.
Speaker Samuel.
No, he Deacon Samuel. He's doing a damn good job because the deacons supposed to teach. They're supposed to teach and all they teach, but they're there for the service. Man, he did a damn good job, though, man. He bought that.
Yes,
he bought it on.
Yes, he did.
Man, he bought it on. Guess what? He loved y'all women, too. Right. He's not going to sit up there and soak y'all down with sweet words. He's going to give you the words. That man love y'all. He tells the truth, too. Love men, too. Man, we're probably going to detour to Isaiah 1 and 2 and 3, man. But anyway, anybody, if I make any sense, is anybody getting what I'm saying? Well, Pastor Cole was going over this early. He did such a superb job, and I said, damn, that's dang. What the hell you going to do with that? Y'all have noticed that I have no trouble and no problem whatsoever at all giving out my flowers, giving out flowers and accolades to people who are successful and succeed.
Yes,
you ever notice that?
Yes,
you know the reason why I don't mind praising other men?
Because
I ain't no hater. If you got trouble and problem praising somebody for a good work and what they're doing and stuff, man, you got to check your heart to see if you are a hater. I'm telling you, man, I'm in the business of lifting men up, but I'm not going to tell you if you ain't it. And if I find iniquity in you, I'm going to get you there, too. That's faithful, faithful brother and a friend.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I mean? Boy, this is a good word right here. Elder Robinson, come on, Chef. I hope everybody got their recorder on tonight. So we're going to learn something from this. Come on, Teach, what you got?
And thus shall they be questioned concerning the law.
Y'all hear that? If y'all getting hot in here, crack that door right there, man. It'll get a little more heat in here. Y'all good? And thus shall they do what?
And thus shall they be questioned concerning the law and concerning any counsel or matter coming before the congregation.
What's wrong with being questioned out there? Righteous man love judgment. He don't mind being questioned at any damn given time. Is anybody being for the law? We already know that the law is what? Righteous. Holy.
Yes.
Just.
Yes.
And truth.
Yes, it is.
It's the truth. Whoo, mercy. You still going? Keep going, man. This is good.
Each man bringing his knowledge to the council of the community.
Of the what?
Community.
Bring your knowledge to the council of the community. There's a council there of the community. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I gave you two then. Here, read this. Thank you, baby. I got this thing. What did you get? Oh, man, we got some good. We read that one. Read, team.
Whoever has murmured against the authority of the community shall be...
Whoa, damn it. Who has ever did what?
Murmured.
What don't the book says? Neither murmur ye as they that was destroyed of the destroyer. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Listen, I understand. Listen, baby. My brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, citizens of YouTube, all y'all sweet people out there, sweethearts. I'm a man fallible and flawed just like y'all are. But don't murmur against me. Moses, he was a man fallible and flawed, but that was Yah's man.
Yeah.
Y'all seen what happened with people? They buck up. They thought they were greater than Moses,
right.
Equal to Moses,
yes, sir.
On the same plane as Moses.
Right.
I mean, even his own family thought that they could sit there and rebuke Moses. I mean, number 12 is a telltale. Aaron. Yeah. What's going on, Miriam?
Moses is married an Ethiopian woman.
He doing what? He married
an Ethiopian woman. I don't think it's right. The law says.
The law says, huh? And you think the lawgiver don't know what the law says?
Jesus.
We don't know the conditions of that. All we know is what Moses' actions was. Well, let me ask you something. Damn it, since you think you know the damn law, the righteous law, are you following me? When you go to war with your enemies and you see a fair damsel or woman there, it's one of another nation.
That's right.
And you have desire unto her.
Mm-hmm.
Now bring your murmuring on up here. Now you got the arrogance and all that, and unmitigated gall. You gonna teach and tell us who know the law what the law is? Well, you should never marry one of a strange nation. The mixed multitude is all of Israel that came out of Egypt. See, we get so legalistic. We think we know the law. I got Paul telling us, I speak to them that know the law. There ain't too many people. We got Moses, the custodian of the law, and then we got his sister trying to question him and then spitting in Aaron, the high priest, as if Moses don't know. If y'all see me doing something, man, rather than jumping to conclusions, how about just waiting? How about just waiting? And then maybe it'll be revealed to you. How old are you, Josh?
31.
I was 31 for a whole year, man. Do you know my mind is a hell of a lot different than 57 and 31?
Ooh.
You know how many circles I can run around you in wisdom? Not only just life, but listen, I have been living this for almost your life existence. 30 years. 31 years old. Y'all hear me? That living, it should carry some kind of weight. We got a lot of people that's only been in this for 5 and 10 and 15 years. You don't know what I know. You don't know one iota of what I know. I'm saying this in all humility, too. Everybody get this?
Yes, sir.
Read on.
Whoever has murmured against the authority of the community shall be expelled. Shall
No. Keep them around.
Expelled.
Massage them.
Expelled.
Slap them on the wrist.
Expelled.
Just give them a little slight admonishment and warning.
Expelled.
What does expel mean?
Put away from you.
Put away. Simply... If you murmur, I get people murmuring against me all the time, and I get wind of it. I only just called out one case, and I said I wish it was a greater case. Meaning a man of more renown. See, what I want a smoking gun. I want a pastor, an elder, a preacher, or a teacher. I want somebody like that murmur against me, and let me get wind of it, and I'll show you what to do about it. You see what I'm talking about? Read that again.
Whoever has murmured against the authority of the community.
Let me ask y'all a question. Who's the authority in Straightway? It didn't say the king of the Straightway. It said the authority of Straightway. Whoever murmured against it, watch this, come on.
Shall be expelled, shall not return.
What happened when Miriam and them murmured against Moses? If it wasn't for Moses begging y'all to entreat them, but you still notice, y'all still... Judge Miriam.
Yep.
He smit her with leprosy, and he never did say that her skin returned back. Just when we think we know the word. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, being in the military has taught me a lot about leadership. That's why I'm a good leader. Probably a damn good. Listen. Frogman, how many years you doing in the military, Frogman? I can't remember, Frogman. Hey, get Frogman to answer that before I go on this next statement. I'm making a point here. show you something. See, in the military, we didn't backtalk the people that outrank us. Uh-oh. Or the ones in authority. We had a mission, we carried it out. Today, boy, we got this mouth. We got all kind of shit going on with us today. It ain't going to hurt you to obey them to have a rule over you.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, and by the way, let me say this. While we're waiting on Frogman to answer, hypothetical situation, if anybody out there is going to do the way that the hub do or straightway does, this is the way we do it. Let's say if you have a woman that is bringing in $2,000 a month for an offering. And we know that the word says we give all. Is that right? Sure, we give all. But if you bring it in $2,000 a month, do you know what we actually do here at the hub?
What's that?
We give them back either 80% or half of their $2,000. Every month. Y'all here teaching?
Yes, sir.
Y'all here teaching?
Yes, sir.
Man, Dre said 7.5, left his E6. So me and Dre left his E6. Ranger retires in E7 at 20. He did 7.5, and then 9 years, 9 months, I always say 10. So if I don't get it, crucify me if I say, I did 9 years, 9 months, but I didn't. Well, you didn't do 10 years. What the shit? Are you kidding me?
That's close. 10 years.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Y'all get this, right?
Yes, sir.
So we got all this particular, we got mid-grade up to the upper echelon, going to the upper echelon, NTOs, non-commissioned officers that damn so know about being under authority and in authority. I'm talking about me, Frogman, and Ranger. Ranger retires in E7. Now that you know, rank don't come so quick as you get up there. You get up there, you understand what I mean? I mean, you're only going to E9 if you stay there, and the majority of the time, people don't make E9 until after 20. How'd that happen? Y'all get that? These men got locked in time in. Hey, Frogman, I'm glad you got out.
Hallelujah.
Hell yeah, so you can be alive.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Live to fight another day for the Most High Yah. Forget the hell with this damn American shit.
Just go out of there so you can go in. Yeah.
And don't worry about it. I'm not going to pour out a drink offering a libation to you either. Y'all get this, right?
Yes, sir.
Ricky Williams say, I got 27. I get it, Ricky, but we talking about. I'm glad you got 27, man. Without D9, retirement. Because you got to know the rank structure. I'll explain to you one day, brother Ron. I'll explain to you one day. But y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all see what I'm getting to, right? Read this part again.
Whoever has marveled against the authority of the community shall be expelled and shall not return.
How hard is that? But we can't obey that, though. We get evil soul ties, and we develop friendships and stuff, and oh, my friend, oh, my brother, oh, I love him and stuff. Oh, he murmured against you, point fingers and accusing every damn thing else. All of a sudden, we're supposed to roll out the red carpet and let you in. That's American thought today. The book says expel them from the community. I mean, Dead Sea Scrolls, read on.
But if he has murmured against his companion unjustly...
The companion unjustly, come on.
He shall do penance for 6 months.
6 months. 6 months of penance. Are you following? Read on.
That's it.
That's it? Yeah, man, this is good. Y'all like these dancing scrolls?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what this will say. Oh, read that, man. Read that. Go ahead.
No man shall walk in the stubbornness. his heart, so that he strays after his heart and eyes and evil inclination.
Did y'all just hear that? Did y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
No man shall walk after the stubbornness of his own heart. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
That's a command, man. Now, mind you, this is what's going on. Well, this he's told, but it ain't scripture. Well, mind you, the Europeans took the Apocrypha away from him and said, that ain't scripture. They took Jasher out, too, and said, that wasn't scripture. We ain't seen Gad. Anybody seen a copy of the Book of Gad yet? I would like to read the Book of Gad, man. We got Charles' translation of damn Enoch. I mean, we got a real one? I mean, damn, we all old at that place. You understand what I mean? Well, we got enough of salvation, says who? Because reading this, we're lacking in what we got.
Yes, sir.
Because it doesn't translate the practical application of living.
Right.
Uh-oh.
That's good. That's good.
Sorry, brothers and sisters, I'm a man of discipline.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir.
Y'all heard me before, right? Teacher Shane is my witness. He is my witness. Have you ever, ever seen me fuck up against authority?
No, sir, never. Never. That's the truth.
Have I been falsely accused?
Many times.
Did I ever fuck up against authority?
No, sir.
Did I pull off a spear like I'm pissed off and all this whole other shit?
No, sir. Have not.
You know the reason why? You know the reason why? Y'all don't know the reason why? Because I don't want the people to look sideways at the ones that's in authority based on me being butthurt.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I understand the impact of rebellion. If I'm going to be buffeted for my fault, I'm going to take it patiently.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If it ain't for my fault, I'm still going to take it patiently. But I in no wise are going to make the one that's in authority above me look bad.
That's good.
So I can look good.
That's good.
Oh, shit.
Yes, sir. Ramble with? Yes, sir. Very good.
That's another whole level. That's next level.
Yes,
that's next level discipline and honor.
Come on, Pastor.
What would it profit me to do that in the first damn place? See, I already know what the book says because I done spent the midnight oil and burn time, energy, and effort. I know what the law says.
The eyes of y'all looking at you.
Saul was y'all's anointed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I read what David did.
Yeah, come on, sir. Wow. Yes.
Yes, sir.
David never was fucked up against Saul.
Nope.
Matter of fact, he admonished people and said, man, don't you know you don't touch y'all's anointing? What the hell's wrong? If you touch y'all's anointing, you touching him.
Amen.
This damn rebellious generation, man, knows nothing about character, honor, discipline, structure, authority, nothing. It's weak and impotent. You can have the biggest nuts out in the world, still be impotent on y'all's word and don't know a damn thing. Just a little child.
Jeez.
We need to have more teachers like this.
Yes,
don't expect for them, they coming.
Yes,
Paul said, I did it night and day with tears. Then about space of 3 years, we need this type of structure. Because
yes,
I promise you, when y'all have children, I'd be damned if y'all gonna let these children turn around and run you. Tell you what to do.
Amen.
Sometimes I get on my Ishas and stuff. What do you want for breakfast? What the hell you mean what do you want for breakfast? He's 3 years old. Put some food in front of him.
That's right. No, really. Yeah.
Don't know what the hell he want for breakfast. He'll take a cookie over a plate of eggs in a minute.
Yeah. Anytime, any hour. That's true. Amen.
Don't get me wrong. I can understand giving them a treat every once in a while. You understand what I mean? Not being legalistic. Am I making any sense? Are y'all learning anybody
yes,
at all?
Yes.
I know and I realize we did not grow up in family structures at all. Most
That's
of us
true.
Grew up in dysfunctional homes.
Yes.
I did not grow up in a dysfunctional home. Dad Dow was the sole authority. He was a patriarch. Right or wrong, he was a patriarch. And Mama Dow submitted. She did. She worked her ass off. Dad Dow and three boys. Somebody give it up to Mama Dow. And I commend her with tears in my eyes. That's a tall order, man. And we three, we boys.
Yes, sir.
Man, all I can say, we were boys. And then we come in, we were men. You know what I mean? Good mercy me. Y'all hear me though, right?
Yes, sir.
We need structure. And we're going to, pastors, elders, teachers, deacons, hey, I'm sorry. We're going to have to teach structure in Israel so that we'll learn not to murmur against authority. We need this. We need this. We have got to teach authority and structure and Yah's way in Israel. We got to do it. Because this is an evil, adulterous, rebellious generation. There's a book saying rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. We got to teach it. And I'm telling you right now, along with Tide and Auburn, and this subject tonight, we don't preach on it enough. Y'all heard that mostly from me. And you hear that sparingly. Paul said, it was 3 years I ceased not to warn you, night and days with tears. I'm telling y'all, we have committed a great infraction by not teaching etiquette, chivalry, discipline, structure, order in Israel. The book teaches you to honor the hoary head, right?
Yes, sir.
It didn't give a damn what your opinion was about. It just flat out tells you to honor. Y'all didn't ask you your opinion. Oh.
Amen.
Did I say something wrong?
No, sir.
You got those? So you read that one too?
No, not yet.
Yeah, go ahead, teach. Go ahead.
I'll start from the beginning.
Go ahead.
No man shall walk in the stubbornness of his heart, so that he strays after his heart and eyes and evil inclination.
Oh, hell, you gave me a scripture. Go ahead.
But he shall circumcise in the community the foreskin of evil inclination and of stiffness of neck, that they may lay a foundation of truth for Israel. For the community of the everlasting covenant.
Do y'all understand that? That's in Hebrews, man. Why I miss? I'm in 12. I went right past it. There we go. Go to, Hebrews 12:14. You see me just do this? I'm like, man, I know it's in Hebrews 12. What did I just miss? Then I Google and type that. I'm like, I'm in 12. I'm way down in 25. I'm blaming you. Just because you say. See, that's what we're talking about. Yes, sir. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, Pat, don't be blaming me. Nick, I just said I'm blaming you.
That's right.
Damn, you can't even sit there in the spirit of jesting. Not foolishly, just jesting. We so tight, man. Come on. Hebrews 12:14. What does the structure say? We're going to read for a little bit all the way down to verse 17. Come on.
Follow peace with all men.
With how many men?
All
just the white man.
All
the black man, the red man, the yellow man, the mixed man.
All.
I'm a stop right there. I'm getting ready to say to people who ain't man, but we're gonna stop there. But we don't want to acquiesce to this generation right here. Yeah. No. In no way, shape, fashion, or form, okay? Good mercy me. That's even sad a thought even come up, man. Father, I think I need to hit prayer. I'm going to fast again next week. I need to time me fast again. See, I keep talking about the residue of this shit rolling off on you.
Yeah.
Just stick with the structure, man. Follow peace with all men and what?
And holiness.
Set apartness.
Without which?
It means if you don't follow peace.
No man
will do what?
Shall see the master.
You know what's sad, man? We can get people, you know, in Proverbs 6:16, it says six are an abomination. No, six are, what does it say? Six things do Yahweh hate. Yeah, seven are an abomination unto. Can you imagine? You can get people, man, breach five of them down, six or seven right there, and people will still stroke them on the back of their neck. I ain't gonna stroke you on the back of the neck, man. I wish we was in our land. We could institute capital punishment and flogging. Y'all know what kind of people we would be if we had the threat of that stuff upon us where we could actually take care of y'all's business?
Oh, yeah.
It'll stop all this damn foolishness. I promise you will. Father, peace of all men and holiness, what I wish no man shall see y'all. Come on.
Looking diligently.
Oh. How should we be looking?
Diligently.
Now I'm going to ask us, have we been doing that? To make sure we follow peace. And set apart. Have we? Looking diligently, lest what?
Lest any man fail.
Lest any man succeed.
Fail.
Yeah. Oh, so that's the opposite. Succeed is the opposite of fail. Lest any man fail of what?
Of the grace of Yah.
Lest there what?
Lest any root of bitterness.
Oh, no, a root. A root.
Any root.
When it's talking about a root of what?
Bitterness.
What is this root of bitterness?
Springing up.
And do what?
It troubles you.
And do what?
And thereby many be defiled.
If you bitter at somebody, you gonna turn around and go spit in somebody else's ear and cause them to be bitter just like you.
Come on, Pastor.
That's what the Bible be talking about.
Yeah.
You trouble. You're going to go trouble somebody else, and you want to defile everybody else because of the root of bitterness that's in you.
Mm.
And you're supposed to be looking diligently to make sure this never happens. Let any root of bitterness spring it up. Trouble you, and thereby many get defiled. How people get defiled? By you open up your mouth because of your displeasure, what you don't like, what you perceive, what you think.
Come on, Pastor.
You go spin your friends' ears, and then they you call them and you defile them and everybody else, and then they go spit what you just said to somebody else, and now we got vipers biting all over the damn place, and people are defiled. And Satan done entered in, scattering the flock of y'all.
Jesus.
Which Paul told us, I told y'all, I've done warned y'all night and day with tears. Mind you, I'm the king of straightway. Where's my crown? See what I'm talking about? And then he goes on to say this.
Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing,
he would have inherited the blessing. Esau did. What did he do?
He was rejected.
He was what?
Rejected.
And what else happened?
For he found no place of repentance.
No, he what?
Though he sought it carefully with tears.
I saw people trying to repent. People today don't even know how to repent right. They think when you say, I repent, they repented.
Come on, Pastor. Come on.
Because they said some words.
Come on,
don't even know what the hell repentance is.
Come on.
I'm like, look at this shit. Are you serious?
How in the hell do you be in this ministry and not know how to repent?
Come on, Shepherd.
The book says, by good words and fair speeches, they deceive the heart of the simple. Hey, Deacon said, Deuteronomy 29, verse 18 through 21. Ooh. Israel, are y'all getting fed?
Yes, sir.
Are we getting taught?
Yes, sir.
I'm telling y'all, man. Listen, if I make statements by saying this, we got too much of a residue of this nation and this world upon us. Don't y'all take that shit lightly.
Come on.
I don't repeat it over and over and over and over again to sound good. I mean business.
Yes, sir.
There's something wrong with us. We are sick.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Mm. Are you folks hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Deuteronomy 29:18. Come on with it, teacher, and read all the way down to 21. Come on with it.
Lest there should be among you man,
or what?
Or woman, or family, or tribe, whose heart turns away this day from Yahweh or Elohim to go and serve the mighty ones of these nations.
That's the problem right now, man. Sometimes I be thinking I be dealing with we got the Jeroboam and Rehoboam situation. Because y'all brought y'all to me to lead y'all to him, to help be a teacher, to teach y'all how to be in his ways. And then you got somebody else, they jump all their damn feelings and stuff. Next thing you know, they want to take part of the tribes of Israel and they go worship idols. Y'all hear me? I'm going to tell you right now, you don't never see this shit from Pastor Dow. It ain't happening. We ain't worshiping no damn golden calves. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh. Come on.
That there should be among you a root that bears gall and wormwood.
Gall is bitterness. That's the same thing we just got finished reading over in Hebrews. That's your precept. Man, you better write it down because you know you're going to let it slip. You ain't going to remember. Read on, teach.
And it come to pass, when he hears the words of this curse, that he blessed himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace.
Y'all hear that? You hear the word of this curse, I'm going to still be blessed. I am blessed to the most high. Good words, fair speeches, deceive the heart of sinner. Everything is all right. We'll see. We're going to find out who y'all will. Real quick, fast, and hurry. I've had plenty of these rodeos. We're going to find out who y'all will. Y'all hear me?
Yes,
we will find out. We will find out. We're going to find out who's blessed and who's cursed. Come on.
I shall have peace. Though I walk in the imagination of my heart.
Mind you, you walk in your opinion, your vain opinion, your own imagination of your own wicked heart to add drunkenness to thirst. You spiritually drunk as shit.
Boy, you drinking shit.
Come on, read.
Y'all will not spare him, but then the anger of God
shall do what?
And his jealousy shall smote against that man.
Shall do what?
Smote.
Smote. Can't both of us be right? You got the authority set up, and you got these people walking against it. Can't both be right. Somebody got to be wrong. Shall we begin? Come on with it.
Did all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and Yah shall blot out his name from under heaven.
See, now we're dealing with salvation now. Can't even save your ass. So damn bitter. You got a gall. Read on. Did I tell y'all about a prophecy that Mother Carol You know, Mother Carol got a gift of tongues, interpretation of tongues. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I gotta tell you what, instead of me looking for it, somebody sent me the prophecy that I read what Mother Carol had got finished from interpretation.
Ooh.
This is gonna be ugly right here. Read on, teach.
And Yah shall separate him unto evil out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in his book of law.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Alright, so I want to invite, one thing I want to do is I want to invite not only the people that are coming up here first day, they're going to be setting up tents, but I want to invite all the straightway, the hub here, to be in the tabernacle at 9 o'clock.
A.M.
We got something we need to go over. I damn sure we're going to go over to P.M. I'm going to bed.
Yes, sir.
Now I know once Ingrid gets here at 9 a.m., 9 p.m., you ain't going to bed.
That's right.
TJ ain't going to bed. You think he's going to bed, man? I'm sad to be correct. He is going to bed. You behave, teach.
Always.
Behave.
Always.
Y'all be loved.
That's right.
You behave. And a lot of people didn't even pick up on it.
Come on.
I'm telling you, man, we're so wild, so damn tight. We don't even pick up on nothing. Tammy, what the hell? I ain't seen you. Nice seeing you, baby. How you been? You still alive? You existing?
Yeah.
Tammy, what the hell? Tammy said, and here it is. The prophecy says, I will separate you. I will show my power. It is time. I am tired of your wickedness, Israel. Y'all hear that? I didn't even know you was here, Tammy.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold this one for a second. So you got Mother Carol pouring into you, and I'm a father figure. You hardly ever don't hear from me, right? And if you do hear from me, I'm usually hollering and screaming. Is that right? For the most part? No.
Sometimes.
You don't ever hear me hollering and screaming.
Do
y'all ever hear me hollering and screaming when I come down hall? What the hell's wrong with you? You don't ever hear me hollering and screaming when I come in. I'm hollering and screaming. Maybe I need to turn it up a little bit then. She must be deaf. Marcus, you got a deaf woman coming to you, man. Y'all get this, right? Are you following? Will you get a woman coming with the demeanor and the character and the nature that she's coming? Somebody tell me what's wrong with that.
Nothing.
You got these damn bitch-ass 304s out here with these damn loud mouths who want to fuck up against you, tell you their opinion and every damn thing else, how sorry you are and all this whole shit, and they got a pot to piss in and a damn window to throw it out of. What would you rather get be married to? Oh, never mind. It's a damn shame, man. But she'll be ever grateful to me because I ever dodged a bullet. Glory to the King.
Yeah.
I'm glad to know you here. I didn't know you exist down there. Bye, Tammy. Bye. See you later, Tammy. Bye. This word's real.
Yeah.
Oh, let me get a couple more in here, man. Ah, where we at? Let me go back here a little bit. Y'all know that what Corey Davis and the Abiram said in the day? Oh, yeah, man, these boogers was arrogant.
They want the priesthood.
Hey, yeah, they want the priesthood. Well, watch this. Go to Bar Mikvah 16:10 through 12. Bar Mikvah, no, go to 13. No, damn. Bar Mikvah chapter 16, Numbers 16:10 through 14. We need to read more. We'll go there. Ooh-wee. Well, Pastor Corey be doing good on this stuff right here, man. That must be the edumacation. Y'all listen to this. This is some stuff right here. Come on, T3. Hey, y'all learn anything?
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you right now, and straightway, We're making this type of teaching a priority. What good is it to know about salvation, healing, deliverance, living set apart, and we got no damn discipline so we can tag each other ass up in the wilderness? And what does this say over in Revelation chapter 12? He got a place prepared for us in the damn wilderness. And then what? What are we going to do? Repeat the same mistakes again?
Shouldn't.
We destroyed them to destroy them. No, we need to learn how not to be. And it has to be taught us.
Yes, sir.
Pastors,
yes, sir.
Elders, teachers, deacons, it has to be taught us. We're Americans. We're rebellious as shit. We travel across the world. You wouldn't believe. Y'all know I travel, right? I travel, man. You ought to see the arrogance of these Americans. I school my Haitians every time. Listen, we're going to another country. Here are all the customs, the rules, and the ethics. You don't behave like these damn people. Like, you see these people right here? They're going to end up in trouble. Watch. Mind you, you're visiting somebody else's country.
Right.
You don't bring your American ass spirit. I mean, I remember when I first went to Germany, man. We sat in class 2 weeks learning customs, signs, symbols. We had to take their driver's test. 200 questions and signs to pass the driver's test. You think they give a shit because you got a license from Tennessee? You had to learn. No, you had 50 questions, 200 signs and symbols you had to learn because it ain't your language before you could get your driver's license. I used to put a lot of pressure on Mother Carol. I said, I got a 99. No, I said, I got a 98. I said, you better not school less than that. Mother Carol, tell you, I've always been like that, man. You better not school less than that. You better not go. Sure is nice to have good competition, though, isn't it? Competition breeds a healthy environment. Come on, Tease.
And he brought you near to him.
Talking quarter days under the beer. Come on.
And all your brethren, the sons of Levi, with you. And seek you the priest also?
You ain't satisfied that the Most High brought you near, but now you want the priesthood also? Come on.
For which cause both you and all your company are gathered together against Yah? What's Aaron? Did you murmur against him? And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram.
What did he say?
The sons of Eliab, which said, we will not come up.
After all that, Moses is admonishing him, and they flat out tell him, we ain't coming up. You know, we ain't going to do what you got to say. I don't give a damn what you say, Moses. We ain't doing what you say. Modern day translation. Boy, have I heard that before. Read on. Moses said,
is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of a land that flows with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness except you make yourself altogether a prince over us?
I told you I've been called the king of straightway lately. I'm bringing us out of the wilderness of the world, out of sin, and now I'm being called a king of straightway. I ain't never made myself king. I never even called my sons prince. Uh-oh. Verse 14.
Moreover, you have not brought us into a land that flows with milk and honey, or given us an inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up.
You hear that? They doubling down. Read on.
And Moses was very wroth.
No, he's happy.
Wroth.
No,
No, nah, he's supposed to be happy about this situation.
Oh,
so excuse me if I get pissed off.
Go ahead.
If you understand what I mean.
Yes, sir.
Which all this is going to come out? It's going to be so clear, crystal clear. Come on.
Then unto you, respect not their offering.
Do what?
Respect not you with
their offering. Oh, now it's time me talk.
I have not taken one ass for them, neither have I hurt one of them.
Read.
And Moses said unto Korah, be you and all your company before Yah, you and they and Aaron tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Come on.
And take every man his censer and put incense in them and bring you before Yah. Every man his censer. 250 censers.
And y'all know your censers is symbolic for prayers. Bring all your prayers. Everything. Everything you offer, bring them all up. Prayers. Sweet incense. Come on.
You also, and Aaron, each of you is censer. They took every man his censer and put fire in them.
Put what in it?
Fire.
Read on.
And laid incense thereon, and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation of Moses.
Read.
And Korah gathered all the congregation against them.
How many times have we seen this in the history of our people? You get somebody get a wild hair up their ass, the next thing you know, they done spit in the congregation ears, and they gathering against the anointed of Yah. Read on.
Gathered all the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation.
Mm-hmm.
And the glory of Yah appeared unto all the congregation.
Here we go. Come on.
And Yah spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying,
what did he say?
Separate yourself.
From what?
From among this congregation.
Y'all really truly set apart. Y'all come over here. That I may what?
That I may consume them in a moment.
And read on.
And they fell upon their faces and said, oh, Yah, the Elohim of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and will you be wroth with all the congregation?
Trying to recover everybody you can. Because you know what Yah getting ready to do. Mm-hmm. Come on. And mind you, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Come on.
And Yah spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the congregation, saying, get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram.
You mean Korah, Dathan, and Abiram had their own tabernacle?
Own dwelling, yes.
The old place where you come and play obeisance? This is getting ugly real fast. Read on.
And Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him.
Read.
And he spake unto the congregation, saying, depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men.
Y'all hear me? Y'all hear me? So when I called out Pastor Rufus, I'm telling y'all straight up, depart from the tent of that wicked man. And we're going to prove it. Now, I didn't make the whole sermon about him, but he just come up. You hear what I'm saying? Y'all better depart. If you don't believe it, watch and see what's getting ready to take place. We're going to find out. Watch this.
And touch nothing of those, lest you be consumed in all their sins. So they get up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram on every side.
Mind you, they got their own tabernacle. Read on.
And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents and their wives and their sons and their little children.
Look at what Pastor Beer says. Exactly. Come on.
And Moses says, hereby, you shall know that Yah has sent me to do all these works.
Now, mind you, Moses said, you won't know that Yah sent me to do all these works. Who taught y'all about the Holy Spirit? Who taught y'all about deliverance? Who taught y'all how to heal in Jesus' name and to keep his commandments, his covenant, his laws, his statutes, how to live set apart? Who did all this? Hereby you will know that Yah sent me to do all these things. Out of which he taught y'all shit. Everything he allegedly learned, he learned from me. Echoing the sentiments of my voice. Uh-oh. What is he? And I invite y'all all to be at the tabernacle 9 a.m. first day morning. So y'all can hear the truth. And y'all going to hear the elders do a hell of a lot more talking than I. Come on.
Well, I have not done them of my own mind.
Of my own what?
Mind.
How the hell can I do on my own mind when I ain't even know nothing? I got the mind of Yah. Learned about him. Read on.
If these men die, the common death of all men.
Then there's a natural death and there's a spiritual death. Come on.
Or if they be visited after the visitation of all men.
Now Moses is going in on Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Let their ass be visited after the visitation of all men. Come on, read on.
Then Yah has not sent me.
Then what? Yah is not what?
Send me.
If straightway fails and crumbles and falls and comes apart, Yah ain't sent me. But that shit that they doing, it lasts. Are you following me? Are you following me? Which I know it ain't. And it crumbles and falls apart, you're going to know that there's been a man of Yah among you. Watch and see. Let's test this boat. We got no choice. We will test this boat. We're here now. Read on.
But if Yah make a new thing, and the earth opens her mouth, and swallow them up with all that appertains unto them.
And guess what? Man, that means women, children, friends, colleagues, cousins, everybody that agreed. Don't get swallowed up. You could be on the wrong damn side of history because of your emotions and evil, sympathetic soul ties. If I tell you I've been here before, done it. And we gonna see. We're gonna test this boat. And I had all of them arrogantly speak. You ever seen that teacher? Y'all rolls up arrogantly speak. You won't come tonight. You won't do this. We'll see. We will see. Because the Most High Yah will answer. Keep going.
And they go down quick into the pit. Then you shall understand that these men have provoked Yah.
They provoked who?
Yah.
And not who? Read on.
And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them.
The ground beneath your feet is just about to give way. Come on.
Your earth opened your mouth and swallowed him up and their houses and all the men that appertained unto Korah and all their goods. They and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them.
So here we are again at another Waterloo. Let's check out and find out and see who's really truly serving y'all. We're going to find out. Hallelujah. We ain't none of us can do a damn thing about it. Y'all is going to be the one that answers. We will see. Shall we begin? Y'all can tell I'm excited about this because here I am again. Are you following me? Here I am again. Mind you, I'm the pastor that's batting 1,000. I still ain't missing. Here I is again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And mind you, well, shit, the majority is entering into the last part. But the first part of this message right here, I'm serious about us needing to teach this. Pastors, elders, preachers, teachers, deacons, y'all, listen, we have done a great injustice by not teaching this in Israel, because every time we teach something, it slips.
Come on, Pastor. Come on.
We are a passive people. We there, we hear the sermon, we get excited, but we do not go back behind the sermon and immerse ourselves to learn.
Come on, Pastor.
It never becomes a part of our fabric and our theme. That's why Paul had, he said, by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn night and day with you. That means he was driving this home.
That's good.
Oh,
that's great.
Because we let stuff slip.
Yes,
we never let it slip. Brother Victor, I'm going to show you something. Brother Victor, right? Everybody do stuff like Straightway, right? So Brother Victor and him and his family live on this community, right? And Brother Victor goes to work, works his ass off. Community provide a car. We pay the car insurance. And we pay for the tax. He pays for the gas to get back and forth to work. Brother Victor, this is the way Straightway does it. Brother Victor, he brings a paycheck, gives the whole thing to the community. Gets paid every 2 weeks. The next paycheck, he keeps it all for him and his family. That's Straightway. He's given all. He's already done committed to give all. Committed to give all. Brother, you already here with us. How many times I've told you, we're in a serious environment right now. This inflation is off the damn chain. Y'all have to understand, I very rarely do any shopping. When I go out to go pick up building materials, then all of a sudden my phone rings and I got all this damn honey-do list. And next thing you know, I got a damn list to go stop by this grocery store and do this. And I go to a grocery store line, and I got one damn bag, and it's talking $105. I'm like, there ain't shit in here. I know about building material. I don't know about food and all this other. I'm like, what the hell is here? No, hell no. You know what I'm thinking? We need to plant more food. That's what I'm thinking. You understand what I mean? Hell no, we're going to change our diet. Because I don't get to see this all of the time. I know if that's the case, and they got little bitty children. In my day, y'all ain't never heard this shit. My mama didn't have disposable diapers. She had 3 boys, and we all grew up on cloth diapers. If anybody know about cloth diapers, type in a 7.
Yeah.
Y'all like, what the shit is that? Y'all can't even frame it in your mind, can you? Cotton cloth diapers, you can't even frame it in your mind, can you? It makes no sense. You can't even put a picture to it. If I ask you do you know what a phone booth looks like? See, damn! I can't even pass the mirror. He don't even know what Pastor Rob or El Rob, he don't even know what a phone booth looks like. There's no insult.
That's
his generation. Y'all got cell phones, right? You ever seen a dial rotary phone? You seen it? Have you ever used one? Now shut up. No. See, I've been able to transcend all these generations. Every one of them. You don't even know what a phone booth look like. How in the hell can I talk to you? Is that making sense?
Yes.
What was I talking about? Y'all younger than me and I forgot. I was. Thank you very much. I got a lot of 7s in here. I guarantee that Travis Campbell, we know your ass old. Brother Gene, we know you old too. But y'all don't even know what cloth diapers is? You know what cloth diapers look like? It's a white cotton piece of paper. We used to spit shine boots with them. A white cotton oversized bandana. And you would use this to wrap the babies up in. And that's when they were pissing shit in. Y'all got cloth times y'all think y'all doing the other change the diaper and shit, absorb every damn thing. I grew up on cloth diapers. That's why I say, give it up, mama, now. That means they were reusable. How much does a damn pack of diapers cost today? Ooh, anybody?
$30.
$30 for one pack of diapers. So if you have a family and you have $50 in your pocket, you're going out to buy one pack of diapers, you're spending $30. Are you serious? $30 damn.
A big box.
And you got $20 left over. What the shit do you got? Pastor Amir said $40. $30 to $50. For some damn disposable diapers. See, in my day, if you pissing shit in the diapers, you just got rid of shit, you wring it out, washboard, y'all probably don't know nothing about that. You ever seen a washboard before?
Yep.
I know you have, you grew up out here. You ever seen a wringer washer? These folks ain't never seen a Ringo washer. They don't know the Ringo washer. They don't know the washboard. They don't know shit.
Yeah.
I don't even have an amen corner. How can I talk to somebody that relates? The purpose of the cloth diapers was so he could reuse them again and again and again and again and again. You buy two or three packs, mate, they good for the next child. The disposable diapers, $30-$50 for convenience. Because y'all lazy as hell. Y'all said it, y'all are lazy as hell. I'm sorry. The women and the men today are not of the same character, nor are you of the same strength as my mama and my grandmama. You just ain't.
Yes,
so if you live on a community, you get $50 damn a week. How much damn money you got left over? You can't even buy damn crackers and cheese for the damn week for a snack. Because by the time you do that and you turn around and put, how much money you got put in the damn gas tank? You ain't got shit. You have got to make an adjustment for cost inflation. So when the brothers go out to work, brother, give this paycheck, keep the rest. You got a surplus. Everybody on this community got pockets full of money. If they don't, that's because they wasting and spending. They don't even buy bullets. I know. That's that guy get some bullets. You think that shit cheap? You get a wild hair and a fetish up your ass, you want to go pop off 100 damn rounds? You have spent $40 damn just that fast. Now I need a bullets.
That's true.
Pastor, why are you talking about stuff like this? Because the book says you seek for the old paths and the old ways. And when you seek for them, and then watch this, you search for them, you will find rest for your souls. No, we don't want to do that today. No, we're going to reinvent. We're going to do every damn thing you think you know more than us. Yeah, you do. See what I'm talking about? gotten an old woman who gives almost $2,000 a month. She don't get nothing back every month. You don't think I'm going to stop that shit? Somebody got to stop the bloodletting and the damn madness. See, the book would have never talked about somebody policing a flock of y'all if it wasn't taking place. Problem of today is we get deceived by good words and fair speeches. We somebody say something good to us, we gone. They flatter us with words. Show emotion. Ain't did shit. Ain't lifted a damn finger. And you watching all these damn tears and shit, and you like, what the hell?
Oh, no, man.
This is true. This is very true.
But I tell you what, man, I had a damn good interview yesterday with Zion Lex. Can't wait to see the brother come down here. This brother has a lot of knowledge, but he wants to apply practical application with that knowledge. We gonna see. Because you know I'm a pussy. He actually said it yesterday himself. Yeah, I got knowledge what the hell good is. If I don't have practical application with all this knowledge, now what wisdom is this? He said that. And that's the type of man he is too, though. He actually said, Pastor, you are doing what we should have been doing all this time. While they mocking us. I got this damn Tony lesbian homosexual drag queen Harvin still making videos about me and Pastor Muir and all the pastors. Can you believe it? He said he was a boxer. I said, come on, man, let's get after it. He, just like his pastor, a coward, didn't even want to enter into the ring. You would think that young man, come on, Speedy. I'd be able to take that old man. Woo, boy, all it takes for me to just land his ample just one good time, boy. And I'm going to tell you, like, I'm not like everybody else. I ain't stopping. I don't give up because you fall. My title is called Soul Taker. I don't give a shit. You laying there dormant and can't breathe. I'm still coming. Just by the mere fact I see you, you're above ground. You're a threat. I'm telling you, y'all better get that type of spirit in y'all, man. Y'all listen to the interview, though. That is an intelligent man, though. He really is, man. I'm always impressed the way he talked, man, because you can tell this man, he's a learned man, but he wants to take it farther than that. Where we at? Oh, hallelujah. Glory to the King. Hey, Israel, I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to put this charge out. I want the pastors, the elders, on your platforms, the teachers and the deacons, we need to start teaching assembly discipline and etiquette. Has to be. I can't imagine us going off into the wilderness with the mindset we got right now. You know what I think about? So we got either Frogman or Ranger, they're leading us. Armor bearers. Guiding us to go a certain way. Now, mind you, I'm Pastor Dow. I say, we're going to go this way. Everybody else look over here, and they see this nice, bright path. It looks really good. Over here, thorns and thistles looks rough. We're going that way. They're going to implement what I just got finished saying. Everybody else, here come the murmur. Here come the complaint. I say, damn it, we're going this way. But it looks good at you. Then we get to the point where there's contention in the camp. We got a couple of people, they get a wire up there, they want to deliberate. Man, he says go this way, but we see that way. You know what I'm going to say? I'll tell you what, y'all go that way. You want to follow that way, go that way, but we going this way. get mad at me if we never see you again.
That is very true.
Wait.
Amen.
Do you know what I mean? People have opinion but no experience.
Very much so. I mean,
I already told people which way we're going. I got my two top tier guys is leading the way. Tell you what to do. Well, you gonna make excuses with all these damn heavy set ass men and women because they want to go this way. Oh, we in trouble. And let me add also in that the lazy ass lethargic thin people that eat more than I do. You know you got women in this ministry that eat more than I do that's smaller than me? I know y'all find it hard to believe. I know y'all find it hard to believe. I promise you, I'm telling the truth. You don't believe that, Laisha. They even marvel at it. They can put it down. I don't know what they're going. Is it a spirit or not? Myself, personally, man, I still would start eating mountain. My jaws get tired, man. I get tired of that shit. I'm serious, man. I'm like, damn, what the hell is going on up here? I like food just like anybody else. I think I learned something a long time ago. There's an old saying. You get to pick and choose. Do you live to eat or do you eat to live? You pick it. Everybody should have experienced the blessings of the message that we've been preaching lately concerning prayer and fasting. If you have done it, you already know the blessings of Yah and the spirituality is coming with it. Ranger says, don't worry about the sound behind us, Pastor. Just keep walking. Brother Dre says, if the path looks easy, not worth traveling down it. Can't take the work out the walk. There you have it. It's a totally different mindset. And these soft people, they always want you to what? Take the mind the easy way. I'm serious. I'm serious. You talking about trained warriors up here. See the mindset different? It's just totally different. It's different than what we're accustomed to out here in this world. Total whole different perspective and outlook on life. You want to survive and live? You probably better take the advice of them. You want to die? Woe unto them that are ease in Zion. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anyway, hey, I give y'all last word. Y'all got a word? Anybody got a word? Nobody got a word. Ecclesiastes 25:5. Oh, how comely is the wisdom of old men and understanding the counsel to men of honor. Much experience is the crown of old men, and the fear of Yah is their glory. And I might add, aged men are not always wise. Therefore, you better pay attention to fruit. I quoted the first part, then I added the therefore. Pay attention to fruit. You better pay attention to fruit. People talk a good game, but at the end of the day, you better pay attention to fruit. You stick with me, you're going to eat. Yeah, you're gonna be able to deer hunt. You're gonna be able to fish. You got people talking about it. Y'all gonna starve like hell because they talk about it, but they ain't doing shit. You don't even see a manifestation that they're doing shit. Glory to the King. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. So we look forward to seeing y'all tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time is our prayer. I want y'all to be encouraged, okay? Well, y'all can expect. As we enter into, we're already in the new year. So we're going into the season to where we all need to be repented of. Have y'all been working on y'all spirit?
Yes, sir.
To make sure y'all not the same man
yes, sir.
That you used to be last year?
Yes, sir.
Nah, that's a serious work, though, man.
Yes, it is.
Y'all remember the first part, right? The first part is, how often should we repent?
Yes, sir.
to our brothers. Man, we got a long way to go, man. You don't give up just at one time to keep damn going to keep a fence away. Man, fervent charity. That's what it says, right? Fervent charity. And we don't learn that we, listen, I'm going to make sure that we are taught this discipline. We need it. It doesn't make sense, right?
Yes, sir.
Ain't nobody in here has ever been rebellious before. Nobody. I know. Y'all ain't never been rebellious before.
Right.
See, you already condemned your own damn self.
Witness.
So if we teach this and we make this a priority, and maybe we can teach our children. Because a lot of our children is not going to be afforded the mercy that we were to be able to make it over here and be a partaker of the benefit. Some of them going to die if they fall off our wicked-ass footsteps. Uh-oh. I must have said something wrong. We ain't lost nothing. We still got the same amount of people somewhere along there in the chat room. We ain't lost nothing. Hallelujah.
Praise
y'all prune. You're getting ready to make sure it's cut up good, and we're going to bring forth much fruit. So with that said, I bless you all in the sweet presence and strong and victorious and mighty all-becoming name, our soon-coming King, Yahshua the HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, Shabbat Shalom, Israel. The King is coming.
Shalom, saints. Are you planning on attending Passover? Please visit us at www.freemasonry.com. For all up-to-date
they do make some good herbs, though, man.
Also,
that antiviral, it does work. But I'm going to tell y'all something, y'all hear my secret. Start taking down cod liver oil in those pills, man, those little gel pills. Take cod liver oil in the oils, man, and you ain't got to worry about this sickness shit. I did not get sick one day. I watched the whole damn community turn over three times. And my family did not get sick once.
We suggest taking maintenance doses starting 2 weeks prior to the
season. Teacher didn't get sick. Well, we're going to eat 50 coals regardless of week. Hang on, man. He didn't get sick.
Drive slowly as you arrive at the beach on the land. They offer
y'all get it?
Driveways and yards. Get ready to start your...
I'll only give y'all... You don't want to take it. None of my damn business. As long as I'm healthy. But I don't never leave nothing behind.
Here's the updated Be a Blessing list. You can also
find out what we're taking, man. If y'all want to, I'll do a video on
also,
some of the preventive herbs that we take. Michael Israel, he does a good class.
Tuesday, March the 26th at 1 p.m.
But, man, you start taking that DHA. That's a damn good one right there. Mother Carol, she knows which one we take. Elder Career, I love this ministry. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Oh, you better believe I've been through that shit show of damn Christianity. You know what I mean? But, man, y'all just do what I tell you. Man, I'm telling you. Being preventative is a hell of a lot cheaper than going to the damn hospitals.
If you don't have a wristband, you are subject to Social Security or identification.
Hallelujah.
If there are any changes to your check-in and out date, please contact Brother Marcus immediately to update. Before leaving the land.
Oh, yeah, I have. Earl Mike, he's you know he's gone, right? He's been gone a long damn time.
You know, there's a quote this information that really resonates, especially when you say, like, keep putting goals before yourself to achieve.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure he's the one that made it. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy idea. Essentially, you're a success only when you are in the process of achieving a certain goal that you're searching to attain to. Once you complete it, you're a failure.
He's spot on. I'm going to tell you this. A lot of people gauge success in life differently. The way you gauge success in life is once you find out exactly what you need to be doing, stick to it. And don't waver from it. I didn't find my success in life until, I was never content until I got born again, then I knew what I was going to do. You ask people all the time, you ask, so what do you want to be? I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer, I want to be a fireman, I want to be, everybody will ask me all the time, I don't know. I literally was like, I don't know. I went into the military because my dad suggested it. And then they showed me a picture of people in an old film.
Now, 1950s and 60s, jumping out of the planes in the 80s.
They were showing me that, oh, you're an air boy. I said, yeah, sign me up. Oh, you get more money. Put it in there. I didn't know what the hell I was getting into. You understand what I mean? And I was just doing it. But, man, once the father I got born again, man, I knew my purpose for life. Other than that, I was just existing. I had no goals, no dreams, no ambitions, no nothing. Once I got born again, I knew exactly why I was here on this earth. And mind you, I'm just broke out. I'm just serving y'all. I'm good. Next thing you know, one minute I look up, I'm a deacon. Next minute I look up, I'm an elder. Next minute I look up, I'm a pastor. I'm like, shit, what the hell happened? And all this at a young age. So not only did my first set of children after this world, what do you call it? They did good in the world, but then once we came to the faith, we're so-called suffers. You know, because we're serving Yah. You understand what I mean? Because they're being homeschooled, they live set apart, they're being raised in the fear and admonition of Yah. You understand what I mean? We're out here on the countryside. In the world, they call it oppressive. Man, in the day, it would have never entered into our mind there's drag queens out there.
Yep. Yes.
Homosexual, lesbian, and pedophiles out there. All predators seeking for your child. Like, what is this? We had that kind of care for our children then. How much more will we have for them now? There's no way in hell we will let our children go to a public food system. I wouldn't. No way. People come to this ministry, they get set free. There is a sacrifice. There is a payment. Like I said with Zion Lex interview, people used to mock us and laugh at us, then they teach. Oh, they pissing in buckets. They're shitting in buckets. They doing all this shit. Ain't nobody laughing no more. Because the majority of all our homes out here are now literally physical homes. Give them more 5 more years, there will not be one damn trailer out here on this land. You understand what I mean? So now who's laughing? Who's crying now? One love. Ain't nobody crying. Where you at now? Finger pointers. And we're still sitting out here. Same place. Whole lot more advanced. No mortgage. No rent. No light bill. No none of that. We living free and young. Able, got our own school, our own gym, our own tabernacle, our own fellowship hall, our own gardens, rearing and raising our own livestock, getting better and better and better each and every single year. And y'all still out there paycheck to paycheck. Just as content as you can be. Happy. It's sickness. Now hear me? It's literal sickness. It's a good broadcast night, though. And promise me, man, y'all ain't gonna let this broadcast slip. Listen to this thing again and again and again, and let these sayings sink deep down in your hearts. Don't forget it. Because the way this generation going, you ain't got too many people like me gonna continue to keep speaking to this generation like this. It ain't happening. And y'all's raising up people right behind us that's going to echo all these sentiments. It ain't my sentiments. It's the sentiments of what y'all have already laid out. We got to have this. I mean, I have a little son. My little son is 3 months. I got a son. I got 3 boys and 1 girl that come from my loins. And then I got 1, 2, 3, 4. Man, I got children. I got 2 sons, 2 daughters. That is in my family. I got a big family. I care about them and what y'all going and what y'all going to be doing. Y'all don't need to be going through the same damn struggles. It's up to us right now, older people, to lay up for the younger and then teach y'all how to maintain.
Yes, sir.
So damn heathen and everybody else gonna take away everything we work for. You gotta have wisdom for that. And then you need to have children. Wealth is children. Wealth is land. Wealth is time because you ain't getting none of it back. Y'all ain't making no more land. And what come out of your loins is the next generation that will carry your name. Man, we gotta focus on the right shit. It's just, I want to drive a Lamborghini. I'll buy your damn Matchbox car.
Hallelujah.
So it's all about. That's what they need. They need to learn how to hunt. They need to learn how to fish and trap. They need to learn how to survive and defend. Men do. These women need to learn at a very young age how to cook, how to clean, how to guide the house, how to rear children. That's the principles of the law. Now I'm looking at all, I was just on the internet the other day. You got all these women, 45, 50 years old. They chose the feminine movement. They chose the career. You know what's going to happen to them? They had no children.
No seed.
So by the time they get 70, 80, 80 years old, they're sitting in a damn nursing home. They ain't got nobody going to come and visit their ass. Because they're going to be in a nursing home. No grandchildren. Because they want to go out and sow their little oaks and be in control of their own life. You know what I mean? Do their own damn thing, the whole nine yards. Nothing. They missed out on the joys of what they were created for.
Yes.
I said the other day, y'all damn titties ain't been created to be put on display.
No.
They've been created to be filled with milk and feed a child. A child. Well, if you just suck on to a description, say that too, I'll fuck the living shit out of
them. That is true. That's right. Amen.
And the reason why I was sucked in is because I didn't get enough breasts when I was younger.
Yeah.
The hell is wrong with that?
Nothing. That's right. The joy of the life.
I got to get on this side of the newsletter. I don't think everybody ready for this one, though. Everything I've amassed, I know they ain't ready. Ready or not, all you got to do is save yourself, don't read it. Your ass getting quiet, you want to know, you're in trouble.
It's explicit.
It's bad explicit.
Yeah.
Them XXX ain't got shit
on
the Song of Solomon.
It's in living color.
But anyway, bless this man that allowed his heart to be condemned in that thing in which he allowed. Mike, sir, what you got, my brother? You wasn't listening to our conversation because one time before they were listening. Well, he said this, and he said, I'm going to get that wicked root. I'm going to get it. You good, my brother? Hold on. Oh, okay. Hallelujah. That's Israel. That's what we're doing. Man, I do appreciate that interview with Zion. That shit was pretty good, though, man.
It was damn good.
Hey, what happened to his channel, though, that he didn't simulcast and stream to his channel, though?
He said it's something he did on his end. So I'm not sure what it was, but I talked to him afterwards, and he said he was going to
download it from our channel and then upload it to his.
Right.
Good.
Yeah.
And he's get out there.
Serious too. He's real excited about coming up here and everything like that.
Well, you know I'm serious about flying him down. You know I am.
Yep. That's what it's about, is that footwork, man. And he see it now. He didn't see it back then.
He got Messiah now. That's the reason why he's seeing it.
Right.
That's why he's seeing it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, if we could just get a few people free, huh?
Yep.
Wow. This is going to be beautiful. So all I'm saying is, if I'm producing seed at 50 damn 7 years old, man, y'all can do seed. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you can. Make sure you pour into the children. Hallelujah. Because they're the next generation.
Yes, sir.
All right, Israel, we out, man. See y'all tomorrow, man.
All right, bless you, man.
Bless you. Come on, Pete.
For understanding that you won't, you said the other.
Pastor Daniel Muir.
Bullshit.
The what? You talking about just the saints here on the lane to be there at 9 o'clock, or were you talking about everybody around the hood?
Oh, y'all gonna be there. Pastor, what you got?